Right where you are, to clap your hands and give him a loud praise, and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You can give praise. We give it to you, Lord. Talk this.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name.
Forever.
glory, and it's to your name. You are a great God, you're a mighty God. So we send them, we send them. The angels declare your goodness, Jesus. And the angels declare how great you are. So we send them, we send them. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. You get the glory. So we send them. We send them. We send the glory. Every nation, every color, every creed, from the north side to the south side, from the east side to the west side, we give you the glory. 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 You get the glory. You get the glory. Nobody else gets it. Nobody else gets it. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. You get it. You get it. You get the glory. Yes, you do.
Jesus,
from the cross
to the grave. all your favorite gospel hits plays here.
My Lord Jesus, ready for that. Ready for that.
like old-fashioned church. When I went to the Welcome Baptist Church in the morning, and then I stuck to the Sanctified Church. I did St. James, I did Neapolitan, and then I did Reverend Moore's that night. By the time we got to 11 o'clock, it was some noise going on like this. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to see
You're in the mix.
You're in the mix.
With the world's freshest DJ.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Beat!
It's a celebration in here tonight.
Let on!
Let on, people!
Let on!
Let on, people!
Charles Jr., I see you on the internet singing my song every week. Every Sunday. The presence of the Lord is here. Let all.
Let the people.
Praise Him now.
Praise Him now.
Every time we say now, if you believe there's a miracle waiting for you here now, make some Church of God in Christ noise. Somebody around you and tell them it's my Sunday today. Now, now, now. It's my Sunday. Pray. Cut the music so Bishop Blake doesn't think we're singing to a track. Pray.
Pray.
Coming home, I had to bring the whole team.
One more, pray.
Praise Him in the mighty burn, for the acts of power and greatness.
Am I right about it?
Am I right about it?
Tell them we praised our way into this day. Tell somebody praise is a weapon that I use that brings me out every time. So every time we say praise, I want you to scream like you lost your mind. Come on. give God what we owe him. 1, 2, 3. Seen and high five three people and tell them, I owe God this. Come on, I owe God this. Tell them, I owe God praise. Come on, you know.
Seattle, Washington. Around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel
How
Network.
Many times has
the
God
number
of
one platform station in the world.
How many times have you dropped the ball? Tell me. Come on. How many times has God ever lost?
That's one.
Hey.
That's one. his house. Come on, here we go.
Thank you.
hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
I can't wait to see you face to face and hear you call me by my name. I can't wait to see those pearly gates and see my savior and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place,
heaven,
that's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place,
heaven,
that's where I wanna spend my time. I'm talking about one place, I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those magic, I wanna see the rose of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. Wait to worship with the angels, and you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence, and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one place, always on my mind. I'm talking about one place, it's where I want to spend my time.
Sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need a touch, yeah. ever been through. I made it this far because of you.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
I'm to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh, God, and to avert all danger, and that American anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you would continually guide our president, that he would understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God. And we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the air of our president, God, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men will act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Oh, God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, oh, God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel. Oh, God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence, to him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
Some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. If you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me. And I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand.
best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, he loves me. I know this, but he died.
Worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and give praise shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you in the good times or the bad. We come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless
the Lord.
Say,
I will
praise
the Lord.
No matter what I see,
no matter what I see,
hey, say as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, thank you Jesus. Come on, oh
magnify,
come on, let's do it together.
Let us exalt you,
you're worth it today, Jesus.
Let's lay down our crown
and lift up the name of the Most High God. Today we come to do it together. If you whip somebody, look at them and tell them, say, let's do it together.
Let's do it
let's
together.
Go. Come on, put your hands on it. Father, be glorified. We love you, Jesus. Hey,
I will bless the Lord.
And
his praise
shall continually be in my mouth.
No matter what I see or how I feel,
say as long as I'm breathing. If you got breath in your body, come on, let's magnify it.
As long as I'm breathing.
Let's go.
Oh, magnify.
Come on, you've been so good to me. I said you've been so good to me. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I really should have lost my mind. I really, some of you have gone through some stuff this year. This year? Oh, this year? In the middle of a global pandemic, in the middle of social unrest, you should have lost your mind. But thank God for the peace of God. Oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, for Jesus, you should have been dead. There are some of you who should have, you shouldn't even be watching this stream right now. You know the truth. I don't know your testimony. You know the car accident should have killed you. You know cancer should have taken you out of here. You had all the odds stacked against you, but you're still here by the grace. It's not because you're good. It's because he has been better. Better than good to me. And for that I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, his holy name. He has done great things. That's why my hands can't go down, because he has done great things. That's why my mouth is open today, because you have done great things. So today my responsibility is to bless his holy name. Open up your mouth. Come on, fill your rooms, fill your houses, fill your apartments. Open up your mouth, wherever, if you're watching in your car, open up your mouth to this amazing God. Thank you, Jesus.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?
And now, let's join Evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 5, starting at verse 14, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. And neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but it's on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house." Then he said, "Most importantly, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We're just thankful to God to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 for another Turn on the Light broadcast. We're just thankful to what all God is doing and saying in this season and in this hour. Even in the midst of the storm that's going on around us, even in the midst of the hurricane and the fires and the pandemic that's going on and everything that's going on in the world, we can rest assured that God is with us and that God is for us, that he is on our side. So we're just thankful to God because God is still doing it. He's still a miracle-working God. He's still a promise keeper. He is the light of the darkness. That is who he is. He is the way maker, as the psalmist sings. And we're just thankful to God for all that God is doing and has done for us. For truly the Lord has done great things. Sometimes we want to measure things by comparing it with somebody else's life or with something else, but We just need to look back over our lives and see where the Lord has brought us from and see how the Lord has kept us. We do want to give honor to the NFI radio staff. We want to give honor to Reverend Kearney. We want to give honor to Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this glorious opportunity to carry out the Great Commission by way of radio, that the word would come into your home. So we're just thankful to God for so many things on the day that the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has been faithful, that promise. So we're going to come to you today. We're not going to be with you long on this afternoon, glory to God, but we want to leave this word with you, and it's a very familiar passage of scripture, and we're coming out of the book of Ruth, out of the Old Testament book of Ruth. Glory to God. We've read the Bible, and we've heard the story told about the story of Ruth. We know that there was a man, glory to God, by the name of Elimelech, that left out of the place he was, Bethlehem, Judah, because there was a famine in the land, and he carried his family into a place where they had no business being. Glory to God. And we know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And so we know that he carried them into a place called Moab. And that was a country that had been cursed by God. He told them not to have anything to do with the Moabites for 10 years. But we know that Elimelech took his family there, and we know the story that Elimelech died and his sons died after him, but his sons married two women while they were in that place. One was named Orpah, and one was named Ruth. So we do know that soon the sons died, and the Naomi decided to go back into the town where she left from. We know that she had heard that there was bread being distributed in the town where she came from. But she told the two women that were with her that they could go back to their house because she wasn't going to have any more sons. And if she did, are you going to wait around until they get grown? So she told them that they could go back where they came from. But the word of the Lord lets us know that they traveled with her a little while, both of them. But then after a while, we know the story that Orpah went back to her people. But Ruth continued on with her. Ruth said unto Naomi, glory to God, hallelujah. She said unto Naomi, and entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For wherever thou goest, I will go. And wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if I ought but depart thee and me. So I want to speak to you from a subject today. I'm going all the way. I am going all the way. And as we begin to talk about this particular passage of scripture, this book, we know that they fell on hard times. That's why they moved from the place they were before. But then when they moved into this land, they fell on even more hard time because it was a cursed place. But Ruth made up in her mind that she was going to continue on with her mother-in-law. She didn't know what would befall her. She didn't know whether she would be accepted where she was going because she was a Moabite. She didn't know what her fate was going to be. But she was determined that she was going to go all the way with Naomi. And one thing I want to let you know on today, glory to God, that in this time and season, that God is looking for people that are going to go all the way, that's going to surrender completely unto the Lord. That is what he's asking for in this time and in this season, that regardless of come what may, that regardless of what's going on around you and regardless of what's going on in your life, that the road may be rocky. Oh, God, the mountain may be hard to climb, and the water of the rivers may get high at times, and it may seem like you're right by yourself, and it may seem like that you're not going to be able to make this journey, and you may begin need to ask yourself, what in the world have I got myself into? Glory to God. But God is looking for people who are saying to themselves, I will go all the way. He is looking for people that's going to say, just like Ruth said, that my God is going to be, my God is going to be my God. Oh, glory to God. He is looking for people that's willing to commit wholeheartedly unto him on today. Will that be you on today? Glory to God. He's tired of the half-stepping. He wants people that's going to be all the way in, or either you take yourself all the way out. But God is looking for people that are going to say, I am going all the way with the Lord. And we know that because Ruth stayed with Naomi, because she was obedient to the words of Naomi, when she ran across Boaz, glory to God, and she went gleaning in the fields, and he had heard about her faithfulness to Naomi. And he began to tell the reapers to leave some handfuls of purpose. And God will call somebody to see your faithfulness unto him. God sees your faithfulness, and he will call somebody to leave a handful of purpose for you. He will call somebody to come and give a blessing unto you. He will call somebody to come and speak a word of encouragement unto you. I'm talking about, I'm going all the way with the Lord. I'm going to stay with Jesus. Glory be to God. I don't know what nobody else might do, but I've got too much evidence in the Word of God. I've got too many personal testimonies. I can look back over my life and see how the Lord has helped me, how the Lord has brought me, how the Lord has healed me, how the Lord has delivered me, how he saved my sin-sick soul. Glory be to God. And I've got to go all the way with the Lord. I don't know what nobody else is going to do. I can't turn back now. I have come too far. I've seen too many things. I know too much about him to turn around and to go back now. To turn around and go back to what? I don't have nothing to go back to, but can't nobody do me like Jesus. And that's probably what Ruth was saying to herself. Can't nobody do me like this God that Naomi is serving. Even though I lost my husband, and even though I'm going out from a land and going into a place that I don't know, I'm going from the familiar to the unfamiliar, but I'm going to trust in the God of Naomi. I'm going to stay with her. And she said, may death do us part if I leave thee. She said, your people are going to be my people. Your God is going to be my God. Where you lay down, I'm going to lay down. But she was letting her know, I'm going all the way with the Lord. And that is what God is looking for. He's looking for somebody that's going to say, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Glory be to God. He's looking for somebody to be faithful in time. He's looking for commitment. He's looking for real commitment. Glory be to God. And somebody that won't throw in the towel when the storms get the raging. Glory be to God. Yes, there are times that we have our moments of weakness and doubt. But you got to shake that off and keep right on going. You got to tell yourself, God is for me. Who can be against me? God is with me. I can trust in the Lord. Even down to his word tells me that, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then Psalms 46 lets me know that he is a present help in trouble. I'm going all the way. I got my mind made up. I'm just like Paul in Romans chapter 8. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? He said, shall it be tribulation? Shall it be famine, nakedness, peril of sword? He said, as it is written, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But Paul said, nay, in all these things, that we are more than conquerors. Paul went on to say, I am persuaded. Persuaded means that I got my mind made up. Persuaded means that my heart is fixed. persuaded means that there is no way. I know too much that I'm going to turn around now. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels or principalities or not any other created thing to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am going all the way. And the day we come to let you know and to speak this word into your spirit, there might be somebody saying to themselves, where is this God? And what kind of God is this? So people are saying, if God is real, how can he allow all these things to happen? But one thing we must realize, understand, and know, that we live in a sin-sick world, that sin is in the world. And because sin is in the world and everything that's attached, glory be to God, to man, was cursed when man sinned in the garden. But I thank God for Jesus. But we still got to realize we're living in a fallen world, a world that's getting darker by the each and every day. Glory be to God, a world that's growing cold each and every day. But just because there are changes going on in the world, just because people change, just because life changes, situations change, God does not change. He remains the same each and every day. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. That's how come I'm going all the way with the Lord. Oh, Babashaka, I got my mind made up and my heart is fixed. Even down to when he was getting ready to rescue the children of Israel. Glory be to God that he gave them instruction about how to put the blood over the doorpost. Glory be to God. And he said that when the destroyer go out that night and when he see the blood that he will pass over you, that none of these things that I'm about to do to the Egyptians' firstborn, I'm going to take their firstborn sons and their daughters and their children, that none of these things will come against you. He said, when you go in the house, don't come out of the house. Look at somebody and you need to tell them, I'm going to stay under the blood. He said, stay in the house. Don't you come out of the house after you mark the blood on the side posts and over the doorpost. He said, I want you to stay in the house so that the destroyer can pass over you. And I come to let you know on today that you need to stay in the house of the Lord. You need to stay in the presence of the Almighty God. You need to stay under the blood. You need to make up in your mind today that I'm going all the way with the Lord, that there is no turning back. And you're going to draw a line, as the songwriter sing. You're going to draw a line. There's no turning back now. I can't go back. I won't go back. I won't let nothing or no one take me back. I'm going all the way with the Lord. And the word of the Lord lets me know that when Ruth continued on with Naomi, that she ran into Boaz. And not only did he tell the reapers to leave some handfuls of purpose for Ruth, she went and met with Boaz while he was asleep. And the word of the Lord said, and mother-in-law told her to uncover his feet. She didn't go there and put herself on him. She didn't go there and do what she wanted to do. But she was obedient to the word of her mother-in-law. And that's another area, after you make up in your mind that I'm going all the way with the Lord, that there is no turning back. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Because the word of the Lord lets us know that if you be willing and obedient, that you will eat the good of the land. I'm going to go all the way with God, and I'm going to obey, and I'm going to do what he tells me to do. There is no turning back now. I can't go back. I even got to stop looking back. Every now and then, the only reason that I look back to see where the Lord has brought me from. Every now and then, when the enemy try to play tricks on your mind, try to tell you that God ain't going to do it, that God ain't going to heal you, God ain't going to bless you, God ain't going to provide for you, you need to look back for just a moment. Look back, but don't you go back, so you can't go back now. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You've been sealed. Boy, you can't go back. Oh, God, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word on the day. You cannot go back now, huh? You've come too far, huh? You can't go back. I'm like the old people used to say, I'm going to run on, huh, and see what the end is going to be, huh? And we know that when we think about the story of Ruth, huh, we know that she ended up marrying Boaz, and she ended up having a child. And we know that Ruth is in the lineage when it comes down to Jesus Christ. Oh, you can't go back now, huh? Oh, you can't turn around now. Oh, you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to put your trust in God. You got to put your all in all, your everything in the hands of the Master. He knows just what to do. Because he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. He has an end he's going to bring you to. He has a plan for your life. It's what he thinks about you that counts. Stop trying to please man, huh? Stop trying to do everything man tell you to do, huh? And get down on your knees or lay right on your face and call on the name of Jesus, huh? And ask the Lord give you a strategy. Ask the Lord to give you instructions on what it is that he wants you to do in this time and in this season. Because it's time to be real with God. It's time to walk tightly with God. It's time to draw nearer to God. It's time to walk closer with God. It's time to make up in your mind that I'm going all the way with the Lord, that I'm going to serve him until I die, that I'm going all the way. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Glory be to God, even down to when, oh, Baba Shandiala, when Moses was out there, and the children of Israel sinned against God and made a golden calf. Glory be to God. The word of the Lord said that Moses held up the sword and said, who's on the Lord's side? He cut up both sides. So we asking the same question, who's on the Lord's side? You're not going to compromise. You're not going to take down. You're not going to take back. You're going to stand flat-footed on the word of God, and you're going to speak the word of God. You're going to follow God. You're going to keep your hands, and God's going to change in hands. And you're going all the way with the Lord. There is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the light. There is no other way. There is no other decision. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to trust God in the midst of my journey, in the midst of my sickness, in the midst of my situation, in the midst of my circumstance. I'm still going all the way with the Lord. It don't matter what it looks like. I'm going to keep my eyes to the hills of which cometh my help. All my help come from the Lord. I'm going all the way with God. I'm going all the way. I am going all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, I'm going all the way. There is no turning back now. I am going all the way. Glory be to God. Help us today, Lord Jesus, to walk in faithfulness, God. Help us today, Lord Jesus, to walk in holiness and righteousness. Help us, Lord Jesus, to follow the cloud, God, and not the crowd. Help us, Lord Jesus, oh, God, to follow the light, God, the lightness of the world, which is your word of God, which is your son, Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Help us, Father God, to go all the way. Help us to lay down our life, God. Help us to pick up our cross and to follow after you, God. To go all the way with you, Lord. To go all the way in, God. No more out-of-court experience, God. No more out-of-court experience, but it's time to come into the inner court. It's time to go behind the veil. It's time to go a little bit higher. It's time to go a little bit deeper. It's time to go all the way with God. What have you got to lose? Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? Oh, Baba Shata, he gives you new mercies every day. Oh, his sovereign grace, his grace is sufficient. Glory to God. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? I don't care what happens. I don't care, huh? Oh, my God, shut up, Osiah, huh? And I know we're told not to say I don't care, huh? But I've cast my care on the Lord, and I know that God got me, huh? I know that God got this, huh? I know that whatever I submit to the Lord, that he's able to keep it, huh? But I'm going all the way with God, huh? I don't know about nobody else, huh? And it's not for me to know, huh? But it is my prayer today, huh? That this word right here will stir you up, huh? That this word right here, huh? Will help you to make a decision, huh? So a lot of us are standing in the valley of decision, huh? And we don't even have to be there, huh? Because God's word is right. It's just, it's true. It's faithful. Glory be to God. If you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. If you choose to chase after God, like people chase after money, like people chase after a man or a woman, like people chase after material things. And these things, they only last a little while. But when you go all the way with God, we talking about eternal life. We talking about a love of a lifetime. Glory be to God. What is going to be your choice today? I choose, like Ruth did, to go all the way. No turning back. Naomi tried to get her to go back twice. She told them, y'all go back to your homes. Y'all go back to where you can have food and to the familiar, to a secure place, to what you know. Y'all go back. But Ruth said, I'm not going back. I'm going forward. I'm going into the unfamiliar. I'm stepping out into the deep. For the deep color unto deep. I'm going a little higher. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Would that be you on the day? Glory be to God. Will you choose to go all the way with God? You got to go all the way. No more half-stepping. The old they used to sing the song that I'm running, I'm trying to make 100, because 99 won't and a half won't do. Oh, you got to go all the way with him. He wants all of you, not half of you, not some of you, not part-time. The only thing that's part-time is a job. He don't want nothing part-time. No, he want full-time. He want a full-time relationship with you. Glory be to God. He wants you to serve him full-time. That's 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days, all the way with God, all the way, all the way, all the way. I can't get this out of my spirit. When I was seeking God and what he wanted to say to his people, because it's not what I got to say. It's what he's saying. But his word is going to make all the difference in the world. Glory be to God. Just one word from God can make all the difference in your life. And it dropped in my spirit all the way. I'm going all the way. Glory to God. I just thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for you. It's time to go all the way. It's time to go a little bit higher. It's time to launch out into the deep. It's time. Some of you are in transition. Glory be to God. But you need to transition yourself in the Lord. You need to go all the way with God. You need to get in position. You need to get in agreement and alignment and tell God yes. Tell him yes. Tell him I will go all the way with you, Lord. There is no turning back. God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for each and every person that took time out of their busy schedules to tune into the Turn on the Light broadcast. To each and every person that take time out of their busy schedule, Lord, to tune into the NFI radio, God. And listen to the word that you have to say through your all-powerful and awesome men and women of God, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in song, God. Father, we thank you for each and every person, Lord. And, Father, we ask you right now that let this be a time of visitation. Father, dispatch your angels on assignment on behalf of your people, God, that they will go up a little higher, that they will make up in their minds that they're going all the way with you, that they're going to trust in you until they die, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever need they may have, your hands have already provided it, because great is your faithfulness, God. And somebody needs a touch in their body today, Lord. Their body is racking with pain. Somebody needs a touch, God. Somebody, Lord, got a 911 in their life, and they need, Lord Jesus, a need to be supplied right here and right now, God. Let a knock come to their door. Let their phone ring. Let there be a check in the mail. Let there be an unexpected deposit in their bank account, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, I know you're all-powerful, that you can wipe the dead out. Huh? We're talking about debt cancellation in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that there was a moratorium on eviction was stayed, God. In the name of Jesus, that your people will not be put out the door, God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, let somebody lift their hands and say, God, I am going all the way. I make you my choice. In the name of Jesus, come and sit on the throne of my heart. Come and be the head of my life, because I realize I can't make it without you. I don't even want to try anymore. I'm tired of going around this mountain. I'm tired of wandering in this wilderness. In the name of Jesus, God, I want to come into the ark of safety, because your word tells me in Psalms 91 that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, my shando moho shama masi. Oh, God, I feel a welling in my spirit, God. But, God, we got to get out of here. But, Lord, I ask you to touch somebody today, Lord. Oh, God, touch somebody's heart, their mind, God. Touch their life, God. Touch everything around them, God. In the name of Jesus, everything associated with them, connected to them, attached to them. In the name of Jesus, touch them, God. In the name of Jesus, shift them, God. In the name of Jesus, shake them up, God. In the name of Jesus, stir them up, God. In the name of Jesus, turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, like only you can. And we'll be ever so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. It's in your name we pray and we believe. Amen. This has been.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
River, I've been running.
Oh, Robert Gray, huh?
Won't you
tell them for me?
Everybody,
you see,
tell them that
Jesus is alive.
Here tonight, and not ashamed,
he's alive.
You ought to be glad.
a short song.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh, yes, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh, yes, I love the Lord.
Anybody here say,
he brought me out. Said he brought me out. He brought me out. And that's why I love the Lord.
You know what?
He made a way. I don't know why. Yeah. Said he made.
Fletcher, wait, Mr. Fletcher, you want to speak to?
This is Maggie Spears down here at the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe some of my people spoke with him on last week.
Mm-hmm.
About a donation.
You spoke to him on a donation?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not here.
I sure hate that he's not there because we were expecting, well, we called him on last week about a donation, and we already found a family for this, and he said he'd donate a refrigerator.
He said he'd donate a refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am. Are you his wife?
No, ma'am.
You're not?
No, ma'am.
And you know what time Mr. Fletcher will be in?
Mr. Fletcher do not live here.
Oh, this is not his phone number?
No, ma'am.
Well, he put this number down here, and he said that this was his phone number, and there's a family that's waiting on that refrigerator.
Did you contact him at his house?
Well, this is a number that he put down here. Is this Oak Garden?
Yes, it is. What did you see him? Did you talk to him on the telephone or something?
Yes, my associate spoke with him, and he said that we could come by early Monday morning and pick up the refrigerator. And like I said, there's a family in need and waiting on this refrigerator. Because we really need a refrigerator, and he gave this number. So can we just come by and pick up your refrigerator?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know what to say, because...
Well, I know what to tell you when you get to talking crazy like that. Pick up my refrigerator. I'm tired of talking to you.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but like I said, there's a family in need of a refrigerator, and we was expecting to have this refrigerator Monday morning.
Well, then, I just don't know what to tell you. If I was to see him, I would have him to call you.
Well, no, ma'am, I'm going to have a refrigerator this morning. We're going to be by there by 9 o'clock to pick up your refrigerator.
Well, I'm going to take you and shoot you even.
Ma'am, you don't have to get ugly like that.
Well, I done told you. But don't come here messing with me.
Well, I'm just saying that once you sign these papers and release the
refrigerator,
I know he lives there, and it's just not right. It's not right for somebody to say they're going to donate something. There's a family.
Wait a minute. You don't make nobody donate nothing.
I'm not making you do anything.
No,
you signed these papers.
Huh?
You signed these papers and you said you're going to donate. If you're going to donate, you ought to donate. I tell you, this family is in need of this refrigerator. We just got them a place to live, and they were waiting for this refrigerator,
well,
and I told them I have it Monday morning.
Well, you going to buy them one.
If I could buy them one, I wouldn't be bothering you about it.
Don't you come out no more.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, that is this. Catch the wave on the NFI.